This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings. But so I'm aware that we did, but really haven't had many discussions about it. Sorry, again. I know we're not very successful against it. I know that. But to be honest with you, I have not put much thought into it. It's been around for a while. We've used it in different fashions with our tight end. I think there'll be a lot of discussions about it. I got to kind of look at some of the information as far as injury rates, things like that to see. But we'll see.
Yeah, spin it around as much as you want. Brian Gutekunst, Packers GM, asked about the tush push earlier today at the NFL Draft Combine down in Indianapolis. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I have been smiling since this man texted me back earlier today. Back on The Fan, our former Green and Gold insider, now at Sirius XM, Wisconsin Radio Network. He is Mike Clemens. Michael, how are we?
Pretty good, buddy. Let me ask you a question. Who was it, Diana Rossini, or who's the one that claimed that, and not only broke that it was the Packers that did file the thing that, yeah,
Rossini.
Okay. Is she quoting Mark Murphy?
No, she wasn't quoting Mark Murphy. She just said that according to her sources, the Packers were the team that filed it with the competition committee to get the tush push banned. The Mark Murphy thing was from a chat he did back on like February 1st is where everybody has been grabbing his quotes from.
Oh, see, and that's his take five with Murphy. The first Saturday of the month, Mark takes letters from fans at the team website and answers those questions. So that's where that content comes from.
Yeah, he references Bart Starr and the Ice Bowl and the whole deal.
Now, and if you remember that iconic picture from the Ice Bowl, it's like, well, wait a minute. Here the Packers have built this legend of the Ice Bowl off a quarterback sneak. You know, and now they're the ones that want to end Jalen Hurts' version of the quarterback sneak. And remember, you see the fill-in running back, Chuck Mersine.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his hands up that look like he's signaling touchdown. And I interviewed Mersine. He says, no. He said the refs were all over, but you cannot push your quarterback. You can't push your fullback or your halfback or whatever. He says, Bart came in back from talking to Lombardi, called for a 31 blast. I'm supposed to get the ball. But, you know, Bart had already cleared it with Lombardi. Hey, if I could just go to the right behind Jerry, I think I could sneak the ball in and not have to worry about the footing. So Mersine realizes he's not getting the ball, so he puts his hands up to show the refs, I didn't touch him. And that's why that play happened. Hey, the one thing I can't get over, though, is that when you see the Eagles do the tush push or the brotherly love shove,
yep,
as they called it, you know, during the Super Bowl, is – the pad level, they get down in a four-point stance and lower than anybody else. Whereas the knuckleheads from the Bills with their 6'7", Jared Allen, those guys are just in like in 3-point stances, and they don't get under. They don't get under, and therefore they don't win on that play when they try and do the same kind of thing. The Eagles have got it perfected. They're good. Nick Sirianni talked about it this afternoon today. You know, anybody want to come after us, fine, but you know, maybe what they should just do is do a better job of perfecting how to defend it.
And I agree with you, Mike, but this is the thing. We talked about this, and we played Sirianni in the 4 o'clock segment, because in the 4 o'clock segment, the 33rd team on social media posted where the Eagles were in situations where going for a first down or a touchdown on 3rd and 4th and 1 or less, right? So the Eagles were 6th. The Rams were 1st, and they put the top 10. So I tweeted back. I'm like, well, where are the Packers? Packers were 19th, below league average in that situation. My question is, why? This was for the last 3 years. So it's 1 year of Rodgers, 2 years of Love. That's where these numbers are coming from. So this squarely falls on Matt LaFleur.
I heard the complaint came from LaFleur.
On the tush push?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, again, this just goes back to what Sirianni was talking about earlier. Like, okay, we put all this coaching time and effort into it. We have the guys that are able to make this work from the massive offensive line. They have the heaviest offensive line in the National Football League. So from that perspective, they put all of this work into it. If you don't like it, by all means, you go and perfect it better than us, and then you can do the same thing in those situations. If you can't defend it, cool, then run it yourself, and nobody will be able to defend yours either. Instead, we want to cry and ask for somebody to get rid of it. That's nonsense.
So you remember that thing that would happen where, like, Ted Thompson would suddenly, in the middle of the season, trade some guy?
Yes.
And then McCarthy would have to go out there and explain why we just traded some player when he really had nothing to do with it,
yep.
You know? Well, today, the shoe is on the other foot, because Brian Gutekunst today had to take – that was the first question about the tush push thing, and did the Packers follow the play? Yeah, you know, it wasn't me, you know, and you know, it was already kind of explained how this thing came about and what's going on with that. So on the record, you know, he wasn't really going to talk about it. So here's the next thing is this I'm trying to decide at the end of the day, what is the top story that's coming out? Because we asked him 55 questions in that session today.
That was the session or the session with everybody else?
Yes, and that was the local session. Because remember, you and I came down here and did a broadcast from Combine, which people hardly ever did.
Had Ted Thompson on for a half hour on my show.
Yeah, well, and it was 06 because why? Because he had the 5th pick overall.
Yep.
And everybody was wondering who the Packers were going to take. Were they going to try and help out Brett on defense, et cetera? And that's when they took the AJ Hawk pick. And that was the Marshawn Lynch weekend, too, or, you know, Bills traded up, all that stuff. And, yeah, you interviewed Ted. Now, the format then that had been carried over from Ron Wolf was this. You know, first of all, these GMs really officially talk, because the league makes them, about 4 or 5 times a year. It's not like and after Ron, when Ted came in, you know, you couldn't stand there and talk to John Schneider or talk to the scouts and the sidelines anymore. Ted clamped all that down. Remember, you used to have Andrew Brandt on your show.
Yes.
He was still in the front office, right?
Yep.
That all went out the window. I mean, Andrew got fired when we were here at Combine 1 year, right? So that's all changed. Now, what Ted used to do was he would bring in the writers, and only the writers, maybe to like a lunch upstairs at 1265 about a week before the combine, and they could get all this backstory stuff. They could use some of those quotes, but, you know, they would get longer, detailed explanations, and they kind of meet eye to eye. Then Ted would come down here, like when you were here, he would do the podium and take the national questions for about 15 minutes from USA Today or Sports Illustrated, whoever's here. And then he'd go off to the side and do a sidebar with some of the local questions, you know, from Wisconsin. And then, you know, since you were here and the fan was, he came and did that half-hour interview with you with your remote broadcast set up out there, you know, just outside the hallway there with John Clayton in the background there from ESPN. And that just doesn't, you know, that just doesn't happen very often. That was a great, great interview. Fast forward to today. And after coming out of COVID and Zoom calls and all that, what Gutekunst does is that he brings in the writers early this morning at a location off campus They tell us what conference room to meet. And they've also let me join, too, after all these years. But I'm in there with the writers. And then they let in the TV guys, and that's what you'll see on TV. So they can do TV Q&A with, like, Tim Van Buren and Lance Allen, those guys from the Milwaukee area. And then he goes and does that national podium for 15 minutes, and then he's done. So if some podcaster crackpot tries to ask him a question, he's going to have to try and get in during that period because they're not going to let him, you know, in a sidebar off to the side. But overall, you know, it works pretty good. Now, here's the big thing, though. A year ago at this time, Steve, Gary Wolfel said, hey, I want you to meet this guy. He used to cover Vikings. You know Chris, right? I go, yeah. But he covers Broncos now. He's got some stories. So we meet him for lunch. And Chris says, so how's it with your guy? Oh, I said, good against? Yeah, he meets in this conference room. We got an hour with him. Yeah, good. And I said, how about you? He goes, we met with Sean Payton last night. Oh, really? The night before things got started? How about that? Yeah, he met us and bought us dinner. How long did that go? How long did that go? And he looks at Gary and he looks at me and he says, 6 hours. I go, what? 6 hours. And do you realize what he was doing was he had just gone through that first year with Russell Wilson.
It was a disaster.
When he ended up benching him.
Yep.
And he spent 6 hours to explain why he just got rid of Russell Wilson to the local media.
And he was trying to buy some love at this point and some defense from everybody that wanted him gone after that first year, I'm sure.
The next day, I'm standing in that hallway. You know where it is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy stalked the hall to go into Lucas Oil to watch the Times. And I run into Goody, and I wave him over. And I said, hey, Sean Payton, he went Monday night with his guys. You know how long that was? He goes, how long? I said, 6 hours. And his jaw dropped. And he goes, well, I said, no, Brian, there's no way we want to talk to you for 6 hours. We don't have 6 hours of stuff, man. But, I mean, 6 hours. And he laughed at that. And then he paused and he said, you know, all we got to do is sign Jordan. I mean, you know, that's it. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
6 hours. And what he meant was the number one thing on his agenda a year ago this week was, I got to sign my quarterback, Jordan Love. And what's that market going to be like? $250 million. That's what these, what Trevor Lawrence and these other guys are getting. And we're going to do. And, of course, we knew that Darnell Savage Jr. wasn't coming back. And that they were going to be, and then Adrian Amos had already moved on. They had serious problems with safety. And what do? They put together those packages. And when the free agency started, they had done their homework here the week of to lay the groundwork. And they got Xavier McKinney. And then when Aaron Jones wanted too much, they had Plan B, which was Josh Jacobs. And they brought those guys in. You know, you remember that 15-minute period where we thought we had both Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs in the backfield?
I was so excited. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's where we are right now. So the question is, what's number one today for him? And I think it's got to be Jair Alexander.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, We hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Enter.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would make sense if it is Jair Alexander at the end of the day. I understand that, because are you going to cut him? Are you going to keep him? I don't think you're going to possibly trade him at this point. I think that's all part of it. I think the other part of this whole thing, if we talk about what was said today and stuff that drives me crazy, what I heard from him, has to be his whole idea of the draft and how they go about it. This clip I played at 3 o'clock that I became incensed by.
Yeah, in Green Bay, we've never really been a big scheme. We know what our scheme is. We know the subtleties in that. I think we've always tried to. Our process has been about getting the kind of players that can play in any scheme. You know, I think you got to be really careful about when you're selecting players that are, you know, one scheme fits, because that stuff can change. I mean, it can change with our staff, and we can, you know, what we started out doing at the beginning of the year last year, as half got familiar with what we could and couldn't do, and injuries play a part in that, then we adjust. So you got to have versatile players. You got to have guys that can do everything. So you know, our process has been in place kind of almost 30 some years now, and again, we're aware of our schematic differences than other teams, but it doesn't play a huge role in how we go about it.
It was stupid when Ted Thompson would draft this way, and it doesn't make me feel any better with Brian Gutekunst. The only difference, Mike Clemens, to me, is that he hasn't been as over-the-top oblivious to the scheme as Ted was, drafting guys that play a 4-3 end to come in and try and learn how to play the 3-4 defense. Nobody screwed Dom Capers more than Ted Thompson. Brian Gutekunst, in this situation as this general manager, I don't think he has screwed necessarily his coordinators the way Ted did, though, even though he says this nonsense.
Well, how about the other side of the ball with defense? And Sean Clifford starts having a bad camp, man. He's throwing picks every other day. And so they get Malik Willis in there, and wow, well, that was a good move, because yep, when your quarterback gets hurt on the last play in Brazil, this guy's your starter for the next two games, and look how that worked out. And then by the time you got to October, it became the Josh Jacobs show. I mean, they spent the first half running the football while your quarterback, you know, got back from the knee injury and then had the groin injury later on. And so, you know, that's where, you know, he might make the case that, you know, we can't just think that we're all this pass team or, you know, jet sweep team or all that. And you know, I thought it was so weird, too, that Josh Jacobs said he preferred getting the ball out of the pistol
right
than having his quarterback under center, which I think that's just, you know what, because as the running back, just give me the damn ball. I'll take it from here. And, you know, and if the quarterback's standing there, hell, shotgun it to me. Just get me the ball, and I'll take it from here, because I trust Elgton Jenkins and all that. And before we got some time here, I just want to make sure that I check, go over the injuries for you.
Sure.
So Christian Watson, torn ACL against the Bears. He's had the surgery now. They didn't find any other complications, but he's already talking, yeah, maybe November. I mean, you know, just write that off. Romeo Doubs, he does not feel is concussion prone, even though he had two of them.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if I was a friend or family member of Romeo Doubs, I'd be concerned.
Well, and you even saw he started wearing the Guardian cap during games, right?
Yep.
Jaden Reed. And in Philadelphia, Jaden Reed had that arm in a harness. It was a dislocated shoulder. He had to have surgery. Jaden Reed is probably, this is according to Brian Gutekunst, probably going to miss some of that OTA stuff in the early spring and that first mini camp. And another one, do you remember the hit that Elgton Jenkins, your left guard, took from that linebacker from the Eagles who just drilled his helmet into his shoulder?
Yep.
Steve, his arm was dead. I mean, after the game, I watched him. He had to have his teammates help pull his jersey off. He could not move that arm. It was that dead. I'm like, that looks more like than a neck stinger. He assured me that, yeah, it was rough. I don't know if he could have played the next week, but he's okay. That was one heck of a neck stinger. Then there's another one. Did you see this report from Jake Glazer yesterday?
Yeah, we played it. We played it on the show yesterday. We sure did. Talking about how he was with in Panama with Kenny Clark doing something.
Exactly. And you remember, you know, back in the day, Jay Glazer was on a station all the time as he was just starting out. And one of the things we learned about Jay was he started going to Arizona all the time in the offseason. Why? Because that's where all the players were lifting weights in the offseason. They were getting great trainers. Why is Jay Glazer in Panama? Why? Because that's where the NFL players are now getting stem cell research treatments. And so this is what I asked Gutekunst today about that situation.
Jay Glazer is down at some spa in Panama the players go to, maybe for stem cell help and all that. And he took a video of him and Kenny down there yesterday. Do you know about this place?
Flea and our medical team have, obviously when our players, some of our, not only Kenny, but some of our players have been there other places. And when they go to these places, they vet them pretty good. I mean, obviously, players can do what they want with that stuff, but our guys are really proactive as far as like kind of checking these things out, trying to educate our players if there's any concerns or those, you know, with those places or anything. But our players in our league, they are finding every way they can to improve themselves, and it's all over the globe.
Yeah.
There is Brian Gutekunst talking with Mike Clemens earlier. Mike Clemens joins us, SiriusXM, Wisconsin Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fantasy. Sparky Pfeiffer with you. I said yesterday when that whole thing happened with Kenny Clark and Glazer, my thing to my producer Charlie was, hey man, like, what happens if it goes wrong? Tell me that. I want to know what that looks like, because there's clearly a reason why nobody around here is doing it and why you have to leave the country in order to go get this done. So what happens if it goes wrong? That was my fear in all of this. Just like, hey, man, I don't, you know, if you're Bobby Portis, I didn't know what the assistant gave me for a pill. I just took it. And now, you know, I'm suspended 25 games because he didn't ask or follow up and just trusted that his assistant was giving him the right thing. It's kind of the same way for me on this whole deal.
Exactly. Bingo. Absolutely. And the fact, though, don't forget, you know, stem cell research, was a lot of it came out of Madison and the university. And Tommy Thompson was the governor then. He was the Secretary of Health and Human Services. He tried to convince the Bush administration to lax this. And politically, it kind of got into the pro-choice, pro-life thing. And so the Bush administration turned that down, and Tommy Thompson was really disappointed. That's why I think he left. But do you remember who was flying out of the country to get these treatments because he couldn't get them in the United States for stem cell? Bart Starr.
Oh, I did not realize that. I did not know.
Cherry Starr was flying Bart to Mexico 4 different times to get that stem cell research treatments as he was trying to, you know, recover from his strokes and paralysis.
I did not know that. Talking with Mike Clemens here again on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. The other thing that came up today, obviously, was this whole idea about Josh Jacobs talking about wanting a true number one wide receiver of vets, and this is what Goody said.
Yeah, really what our players say in the media doesn't really affect our, you know, the way we're going to go about things. I have a lot of private conversations with our players, and that's very important to me. How they feel towards our locker room and our team is important to me, but what happened, it doesn't really move the needle for me.
Doesn't it have to move the needle for you? Don't you have to at some point try and control the narrative? Because I know based on social media, those wide receivers were not happy with those comments made by Josh Jacobs.
I talked to Goody because we talked to Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I talked to Brian about that at length. I said, you know, I started reporting this on the air. I said, by the time we got to late October, these two free agents you brought in, one on defense in McKinney and one on offense, your running back at Jacobs. Not only were they, you know, 7 interceptions on defense, the first half of your offensive plan now was all run game featuring number 8, but they're taking over the locker room. And he smiled and he knew. I mean, Jacobs carefully came in there, did his stuff. Then it got to a point where training camp came and Watson and Reed and those guys are coming to say, man, you work harder than anybody else we know. This is what it takes, boys. this is what it takes. And when he felt he had that platform, and then Malik Willis played those two games at quarterback and they really relied on him, that's how the offense shifted towards him. And that's why when you got to the end of the year, Matt LaFleur said, what? We need to see Jordan Love as more of a vocal leader because Josh Jacobs took over. So Gutekunst doesn't mind it. Right now, it's okay. He's earned it. He can say that stuff out there. You know, as long as he talks to me, as long as these guys, we have an open communication, that's fine. I'm okay. You know, we've got your point. We've heard you. Now give us through free agency and see what we can come up with.
There is Mike Clemens, SiriusXM, Wisconsin Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Clemens NFL. He's doing his thing down at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. Mike, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet, Steve. Anytime.
You
bet
you. You take care. There he is, Mike Clemens, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.